Michel Foucault states that history has to distance itself from its traditionally approved task as a teller of significant events. History should make the rips and tears of the essential ideologies of an era visible, and thus also the variety of discarded thoughts and living concepts that were suppressed during this time. According to Foucault, the traces of these rejected concepts are to be found within archives. Two weeks after my appointment at the Department of Culture, I finally had an appointment at the City Archive. A lady dressed in grey, who had already been informed of my research project, welcomed me. "You are the gentleman doing research into guest workers, I presume. We already sought out the relevant files. They will be brought to you in the reading room." So I went to wait in the reading room. "Herr P.?" As I nodded, she lay four narrow yellow folders out on the table in front of me. So here it was. The photographic documentation of the guest worker migration. Slightly yellowed, ripped on the upper corners in places. There were either contact sheets or small format photos in the files. In fact, there wasn't much material available at all.
City Archive, Munich. Inventory, Rudi Dix Archive. Portfolio, 667A. Content, contact sheet glued to yellow card. Photographed, 36 frames of a 35mm black and white film. Numbers 8 and 12 have not been exposed. City Archive, Munich. Inventory, Rudi Dix Archive. Portfolio, 668A. Content, contact sheet glued to yellow card. Photographed, 36 frames of a 35mm black and white film.
With the exception of one or two interesting photos, I found the bulk of the portfolio's contents disappointing. Most of the photos had only been taken at the central station. Afterward, the guest workers seemed to vanish out of the photographer's field of vision. And what of the photo of the laughing Italians? Where was that? I went to the information desk and ordered another set of photos. "The archive doesn't have any other photos relating to this topic," stated the lady. "That can't be true." I explained to her about the photograph of the laughing Italians I had seen in the book, and this photo was not amongst those I had just viewed. "The City Archive," stated the lady decisively, "only possesses photos on this topic from the Rudi Dix Archive. Those are the ones you have in front of you." The Rudi Dix Archive? I went back to my place and looked at the photos once more. On the back of each one was written, "City Archive Munich, Rudi Dix Archive." It was only then that it became clear to me. All the photos I had spread out in front of me had been taken by one sole photographer. Rudi Dix. If I were to count them all together, I would have had about 100 prints lying in front of me. 3 rolls of film from one sole photographer. As I checked through the photos for the 3rd time, I became aware of how many men were photographed. Actually, almost only men could be seen, and most of them were wearing suits. Their hair was combed straight and to the back, quite similar to the style my father had worn during his residence in Germany. I still had clear memories of the photos that had been taken of him at this time.
Private Archive of Family P. Photo Album 4, page 5. Black and white photographic print, 10 by 7 centimeters.
He has been photographed in a youthful pose, kneeling on a wooden pier beside the water. He is wearing a white shirt, a fitted dark jacket, and somewhat light-coloured pair of trousers. Tortoiseshell glasses frame his cleanly shaven face. He wears his hair short and carefully combed to the back. He looks ahead confidently, towards the future.
Almost all the photos of my father, taken during the first years he spent in Germany, look the same. They promote a sense of pride and vanity. Here I am, they seem to say, and I'm going to make it here. Owning home was not a regular event in those days. These photos, sent home with letters, were a proof that he was doing okay. At home, his parents tried to interpret as much as they could from the small formatted photos. Had he lost weight? Was he not paler than ever? Don't worry yourselves, the elegantly clad son seemed to say in his posture. I've got everything I need over here. The friends he had left behind would interpret something else from the same photos. Folks, life here is a real adventure. Here you are your own man. You can live the life of the free. You really have to join me out here. Were there really only 100 photographs relating to the guest worker migration in the city archive? If that were the case, we had at least that number in our own family album at home.
It's time to move on now.
And what about the photograph of the laughing Italians?
It might have been tucked away somewhere in the archive. Or you might need to search it under a different keyword. Whatever the truth about the photo might be, we're now heading on towards Olympiazentrum. Are you coming? If you're sitting outside at St. Paul's Church, slowly make your way to St. Paulstraße now and follow it to the right until you get to Café Lenz. If you were sitting in the café, it is time to pay the bill and step out. Now press stop on your device and only press start when you're standing in front of the exit of Café Lenz. Select Truck 7.